Welcome to Earth Eats. We're a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
We're not recording in the WFIU studios today, as you might be guessing from the boomy ambiance. And we're not in an airplane hangar either, or a bathtub, or an echo chamber. I met with Chef Orr at Farm Bloomington, his restaurant, between lunch and dinner service, because he is such a busy, busy guy these days. But he's not too busy to get his weekly dose of Earth Eats. So, on with the show. So, Chef, I gotta say, I've always lived in an apartment, and I never really grew up with a garden in my family. But I've always wanted to try it, and I've always wanted to grow my own herbs. So I feel like this show is for me today.
Well, no matter whether you have a back 40 or just a 4-foot back patio or deck, as long as you have some good sunshine, you can have an herb garden. In fact, many herbs and edible flowers love to be potted. Nasturtiums, for one, love confined quarters. Chives, parsley, edible geraniums all do well in terracotta homes. Depending on your passion, you can even keep many potted plants like rosemary, verbena, and others alive all winter long, then put them back out after the last chance of frost has passed. The great thing about potted plants is that you can move them around to make the most of your sunshine as the days get longer and then shorter again. And if you're planning a summer vacation, you can just drop them off at a friend's house. They'll love you for it, but you may be missing a few of those tender tops when you return. Herbs are a quick way to intensify the flavor of your next meal, and many have folkloric medicinal values as well as some modern antioxidants. I don't think there's a meal that can't be improved by either a sprinkle or a whole handful of herbs, and who knows, you might even become healthier. So no matter how much space you have, get those hands dirty. There's nothing sexier than a green thumb.
All right, so I might improve my sex appeal in all of this. I like it. Well, I didn't grow up with a garden, and I don't garden now, but you grew up with a garden, and actually you took me out to your folks' house to this gigantic, beautiful garden that you have, and then we picked around a little bit.
Yeah, that was a fun day, wasn't it?
So let's go now, through the magic of radio, to the Orr House in Columbus, Indiana, to talk about herbs.
We're standing here in my mom's herb garden, and this is probably one of the things that really got me inspired to cook, because it's all about flavor and aroma. And the thing about herbs is you really want to smell them. A lot of your taste comes from the smell, the aroma of the herb. So if you rub it between your fingers and then smell that, you get the essential oils flowing from the herbs. And that's going to tell you what it's going to taste like on the meat or the chicken or the fish or vegetable dish that you're cooking. Some plants do better in pots. They like to have their roots a little bit bound. And what I like to do is to have a few of these that I can control, like let's say the mint. I've got a big broad pot over here of really nice chocolate mint. But the reason I like to put mint in pots, it's actually better than having it out in your yard, because it's so invasive. The roots will shoot out all over your garden, and if you don't rock it in or put some kind of container around it, it will just go crazy and take over your yard. Over here I have some nasturtiums, which are edible. Usually the smaller leaves I like to eat in salads, kind of a peppery flavor to them, and they like being in pots. And then over here I've got some Italian parsley and some other mints and some chives and some lemon verbena.
So you've got a little bit of everything in this garden. It's amazing. If I were going to start a garden from scratch, I have no experience, what are the herbs that I should grow?
Depends on how much space you have, but in a small space I would grow chives, thyme, sage, rosemary. It'd be fun to put a couple garlic plants in too, and those are great to plant in the fall. If you have a little bit bigger pot, you can even do tomatoes and different types of vegetables in containers on your patio, and there are specific varieties that are better for growing in pots. Do a little research, ask the people at the garden center what likes to live in a pot, and they'll give you some good tips.
That's it for us this week. Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
If you need more Earth Eats in your life, you can follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just look for Earth Eats, one word, or you can become a fan of Earth Eats on Facebook.
And we're fans of our listeners, aren't we, Chef? We love our listeners.
Absolutely.
Especially those people who support what we do. Help us keep Earth Eats coming to you every week by becoming a member at wfiu.org/earth-eats. And you know, while you're there, check out photos and recipes and archived episodes and a whole lot of good stuff.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media.